Hello everyone, I'm Jacob Logan, your inspirational guru, speaking on the concept, living life. It feels real good to be back in the studio after my absence due to a traumatic personal life-threatening situation. I want to thank my audience for just taking the time out to listen to something different. This isn't fake news. This is reality. We got a lot going on in our country. We got a lot going on in our world. Today's show, our show, the show, Jacob Speaks Out. I have a lot to share, and it's time for it to be heard. March 13th. The changing of everything, socially, economically, fundamentally, and realistically occurred. The day that our country shut down. Because of a relentless virus that does not discriminate. It does not see color. It does not feel. It's death. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. This pandemic is nothing to take lightly. March 13th, 2 days after my 53rd birthday, I was simply getting ready for work. And I heard the confrontation of my neighbor having a problem. I saw the necessity to do the right thing, to be a good Samaritan. To offer my aid and support. And in the midst of that, I was unfortunately a victim of a horrific event that traumatized my life. And I am still living through the pain and suffering of that unforgettable, ungodly moment. For the other participant in the situation, and please bear with me, it is kind of difficult to talk about. I hold no animosity in my heart. I only pray because I truly believe that the other participant truly did not mean what all occurred. But that takes me to feather my way into the emotion of anger, rage, isolation, rejection, hurt, and the need to show out in the most awful, heinous, unnatural behavior. It is a blessing that I am here and I'm able to have some normalcy with some difficulties and limitations. Though, this brings me to what I'm going to say. This has been a horrific year of a lot of traumatic events. A lot of people experiencing pain and suffering. Loss. You know, I cannot imagine the feelings and thoughts when the news of my situation, my accident, was relayed to my wife. And what she witnessed with her own eyes and seeing me in the hands of damn good doctors, surgeons, and most of all, my higher power, God. Things are bad out here. People are acting out savagely because of fear and uncertainties. Built up. Distortion, pressure. The pipes are exploding. The volcanoes are erupting. The breakdown of people. We're seeing, we're living. I'm not going to rehash all the traumatic moments that have occurred in the past 7-8 months. Henceforth, we already know. We've been saturated. But I'm going to say this. Yes, we've been saturated with the constant reminder of systemic racism, the lack of equal protection of the law, the pursuit and the right to justice and liberty. Equal rights, respect. Oppression. We got natural phenomena that are occurring. Wildfires, horrific storms. Everything is in an uproar. But we do have the ability to turn things around. We can't just talk about it, but it's hey, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful thing that the conversations and the dialogue has been initiated. But I have to utilize a quote from T.D. Jakes and what he said, which was so true and I agree with. Conversation is the beginning. And conversation is good. But conversation is only conversation. But until policy has changed, then conversation was fruitless. But for policy to change, change has to happen within the policymakers. The laws that have been governing and have been suffocating human nature needs to be eradicated. Jim Crow is gone. Long gone, never coming back. There's no room for that type of mentality or ideology. We're not going to make America great again by bringing back the used to be, as they called the good old days, back when the good old boys were running the show. It's a whole new ball game out here, folks. Look, we as a civilization did not get to where we are by one culture, one race. We got here by all cultures and races, by sharing our technologies, our ideals, our concepts, our customs, to become a diversified nation of enriched culture. Our diversity is awesome, but our ignorance and lack of letting go of what was, and stop blaming everything else, but we can't rise to the occasion. We can't be at the forefront. We can't be the role model to the world. Our government, we're falling apart. a mockery on top of mockery. For the first time in my adult life, I am really disappointed in our appearance. And then we had the audacity to talk about other countries and what they doing and what they not doing. We ain't doing no better. Now when we turn around right and put our knee on the neck of an innocent man and allow him to die in front of everybody with a smile on our face and your hand in your pocket like, hey, it's just another day in the park. Is this the type of ideology? Is this the type of presentation? Is this the type of fundamentals and ways of living and doing to others? Is this what we are establishing to bring forth the new generation into a big ball of mess, of hypocrisy? Lame accusations. False facts. Gangster mentalities. Lack of diplomacy. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Even Benjamin Franklin said, the United States, the Republic of the United States, can only maintain its integrity as long as it maintains its republic. Can the republic be maintained? So, you know, we have a lot to deal with. First and foremost, we need to deal with the health crises out here. Because, you know what? Let's be for real. Every day that we step out of our domicile, our homes, and we go into the community, we're taking a big risk. Just look at it now. The White House. Cornerstone of American democracy. Where it all goes down. The office of the commander-in-chief, the White House, is infected. Our president was infected. Our vice president's infected. Can you honestly say that if I want to send my granddaughter to school, that she's going to be okay? And I'm not going to see her from a distance. In a hospital bed. On a ventilator because she's sick. Knowing that there's no cure right now. There's nothing. Are we that selfish? That we can't put on protective gear when we step out just to be on the safe side? Hey, look, if you don't care about yourself, at least care about the next person you come in contact with. But are we going to continue to follow the leadership of our commander chief that holds no accountability? I mean, simply said, on 60 Minutes, this last Sunday, the 25th, that he doesn't want to take responsibility for this mess that we're in? I'm not going to say that we're on the brink of destruction and the fall of our nation. But who's to say? If we can't get it together and get our priorities and get our direction and get our focus in order, how can we sustain? We're already in an economic recession. You know, I'm going to say this, and I mean this. And even if it rubs some people wrong, we're never going to go back to the way it used to be. Never, ever, ever. What used to be is done, gone. Okay? It died. It's a memory. Just like all the deaths, unfortunately. And then some. I'm sorry, folks. This is some real hurtful times. Not only was I involved in a horrific accident that almost cost me my life, I'm fighting to stay alive and not become stricken with a deadly virus. I lost a parent. October the 9th, my father passed because of a massive stroke. And just a week prior to his illness, he was okay. We were laughing, we were talking. So, you know, as I've said before, I'm no different than anyone else. I'm going through a major restructure, a whole different mindset. A new look at life, and so much more. But I tell you what, I believe that we can be and we will be okay. So I make it my duty to do my part as a citizen, as a human being. To bring forth some good and put aside what is foul and negative. It's a lot of hurt out here. And I will say this, all of the violence and the barbaric behavior of protesting. Look, that's not how we solve things. We don't solve things by bringing violence to violence. That only makes the situation worse. How we solve things is by doing it intelligently and diplomatically. It works. Martin Luther King did it. Civil rights movement under Martin Luther King's watch was and always was nonviolent. That was met with violence. But I will say this, true good will always prevail. And until we change the condition of our hearts, then the condition of man will never change because the mindset will stay the same. And the Creator cannot do anything but step aside and let what is be and what be be. What can you do to make a difference? Think about it. It's time. It's time. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk some more. Because there's plenty to talk about. And once again, I just want to say to everybody that has played a part in the front line, the essential workers, the people that have passed on, the heroes, true believers of humanity in the quality of human life in the pursuit of equality. Thank you. Please don't give up. please don't give up. And please be strong. And look beyond the lies. Don't be hoodwinked and bamboozled with some flamboyant, off-the-wall propaganda. You're a living testimony of hard times, uncertainties, disparity, pain and suffering. Let's join again in a little bit. And we're going to talk some more. Jacob speaks out. Thank you. Welcome again, everybody. I'm Jacob Logan, your inspirational guru. And today's show is Jacob Speaks Out. Let's all just take a deep breath and breathe out. I want to give a thank you to Anchor for providing the tools, the app, free of charge, no cost, to be able to get out important information in the self-help sector, entertainment sector. Music. In all sectors. This is a one-stop shop where you can come, put together a podcast, like I said, free of charge. And I'm going to tell you something. Anchor even gives you another option where you can advertise and they pay you. So not only are you getting an app that provides you with user-friendly tools, a community of people that are willing to give you all the help and support that you need to be successful in being a broadcaster and having your own podcast, but you can get paid. So, if you got something that you want to offer, and you just don't know how to get it out there in the mainstream, I tell you what, Anchor, anchor.com is the way to go. Now, back to Jacob Speaks Out. We as human beings, Americans, citizens, people, we cannot ignore the climate that we're in right now. Sad but true. All gold ain't gold. And all glitter is definitely not worth something. But I tell you what, when you get a focus, a grip on your life, and you begin to peel away the layers that are just not making the cut anymore, the things that are holding you back and keeping you isolated, when you can relieve yourself of these useless forms of baggage, growth and development, change, living life, the road is right there. The road is right there. And you know what's so cool about all of this? I'm not speaking on anything that you don't already know. I'm only speaking on things that you already know, but we've put it to the wayside, as I've spoken in previous shows. We got to dust that off, and we got to get, man, right back into the saddle. Got the cowboy up. Did we stop being inventors, dreamers, engineers, scientists, philosophers? Helpers of good. Lovers of religion. I don't believe so. I believe that the quality of the individual is on the individual. Now, we can all choose to do nothing, or we can choose to do something. It's been hard. It's been hard for me. To get back into the saddle. But ain't nobody gonna make me get back into the saddle but me. My job is nowhere near done. But I cannot continue to perform my duties as a human being if I don't have the confidence and the motivation. I will not allow for my adversities and disabilities to hold me back. Nor will I allow for anything else to smother, stifle, oppress, and suppress me from being successful. I am an American. I'm a human being. It's like Mr. Biden said in his interview, to oppress another human being that is qualified and performing is a tragedy. It's a waste. We need all minds. Come together and be given the golden opportunity to put us back on track harmoniously. You got people out here, right, banging. Middle of the streets over whom to vote for, whom not to vote for. Really? Is that where we've come to? Look, let me show you this. If you want to vote for Trump, that's your business, because that's your right. It's your prerogative. If I want to vote for Biden, that's my business. That's my right. Don't hate. But I'm going to tell you this, though. The parties need to get it together and clean up their acts and do some serious house cleaning. Because, see, this dissension in the political arena is making us look weak. We're acting like some damn kids in the sandbox that cannot share the toys fairly. We sure quick to cut one another down and to discredit and to disgrace one's character and integrity. Come on. Isn't enough enough? We need to stop antagonizing one another. With things that are not elevating our progress. We are so behind and dependent upon others that our dirty laundry is now being exposed. I want to be able to hold my head up high amongst any other human being in this world and say, you know what? I'm an American. I'm from the United States of America, the land of the milk and honey. I want to be able to say, my country knows how to treat people. I want to be able to say that we're not a country that separates children from their parents. And now, are in a situation. I'm just going to say this. 545 children. Cannot be placed back in the care of their parents. Isn't that what we stand for? Family, unity. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. to stand freely with equality, not to be divided and separated, not to be scared that when I step out of my home that I'm going to be harassed or possibly harmed by those whom I'm supposed to respect because they're stewards of the law. Am I supposed to think that when I go out to look for gainful employment, because I've done the hard work to achieve the goal to say that I am skilled, that I won't be given a fair deal, an opportunity? To be able to not only take care of myself, but to have the abilities to take care of my family that looks up to me as a provider. Or am I put into a situation where I'm making excuses for things that I have no control over? Or do I keep ignoring the realities and not trying to make a difference? Can't do it anymore. Everything has changed. Everything. The way we sleep, the way we eat, the way we wake, the way we do everything has changed. Just in the blink of an eye. I want my children, my grandchildren, my family to be able to prosper and to feel good about the country that they pledge their allegiance to. It is important. We the people, a democracy, by the people, for the people. Let us not forget the power we hold in our right to vote and to elect our officials. We do not have to tolerate what is not conducive and productive and positive for the greater good. This is the real deal. And this is what we must expound on. We must utilize our liberties, our right to speak out and to vote, to assemble, to protest appropriately, to elect those whom show compassion, diplomacy, professionality, dignity, just common courtesy. There's no room for a tyrant that's arrogant and self-fulfilled and thinking that the world revolves around them. No one knows it all and no one can do it all by themselves. Scholars do not become scholars because they're idiots. They become scholars because they have spent their life in learning and becoming the best of the best and authority on that subject. Respect. Let's not make this any more harder than what it needs to be. It's as simple as putting that mask on. How hard is it? Every time we don't mask up, we keep hearing about some devastation. Whose fault is that? It's our fault because we're being ignorant. If the stove is hot, why are you going to put your hand on the stove and burn yourself repeatedly? Something wrong there. The question is, do you want to live or do you not want to live? Do you want to continue on being faced with the atrocities that really... of poor politics, lack of management... tired of listening to propaganda? Look, don't sell me no pimp dreams. If we're going to fix the infrastructure of our house, and this is our house, this country is our house that we live in, then let's not just keep talking about it, but we never see no change. The ghettos are still the ghetto. Rundown neighborhoods are still rundown. Roads are still horrible. Bridges are still falling apart. Come on. But I listened to the interview with our commander in chief in 60 minutes. And with all due respect, no disrespect, no pun intended. Look, what was said to the president was correct, that our economy's not booming. We're not bouncing back. We still got people unemployed. We still got families hungry. We still got people dying by the seconds, minutes, and hours every day. What's booming? What's bouncing back? We got a deficit band that is out of control. Look, like I said, I'm not here to bash nobody. I'm just here to present the facts of what I see real time, what I'm living real time. It is the way that it is. And we must do something about it. We have to do something about it. If we don't, then our country will fall apart. And if we think we're suffering now, we haven't even seen the beginning yet. I want to thank everybody for just listening. I want to make the challenge. Do something in your will to make a difference. Please. Living life is your right. Don't beat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to living life. And share it with someone else. Thank you. Be safe. Be kind to yourself. And be kind to others. Change what you can and develop, grow. We can do so much better, so much better.